Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege it is to be a child of God today, and what a privilege it is today to reach you guys with this message of grace and the beauty of grace. And we've been talking this week about prospering and being blessed and having favor with the Lord. And so when I was thinking about, you know, a scripture that would kind of relate to this, and I thought about the Deuteronomy 28 and 8, and it says, "The Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouses." You know, when Jesus walked on the earth, he had no bank account or credit card, yet he was rich, lacking nothing. Now, I want you to think about that just a minute, because we've always heard that Jesus had nowhere to lay his head, and that he didn't have a place to stay when he went to town, and just as the birds don't have nests, he had no place to stay. And that's really not true, because the wise men went to his house when he was 3 years old. So we do understand that he had a residence. And it says he needed for himself as well as for the people around him. When they needed healing, he provided it in Matthew 12 and 15. When they needed food, he provided it in Matthew 14, verse 13 through 21. As long as they had him, they had whatever they needed. Now, I want you to think about that just a minute. As long as you have him, we talked yesterday about the blessings of God, and if you're in Christ Jesus, then you're an heir to the throne of God, and you're an heir to the blessings of God, and all the blessings of God flow through Jesus, and because of Jesus, because you're a joint heir, according to Romans 8, 17, then you are an heir of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So as a joint heir of Jesus, everything that Jesus has, you have. Likewise, when you have Jesus, you have an anointing within in you that makes you rich, even though in the natural, when you look at your finances, there may not be much. God himself has promised that he will command the blessings on you in your storehouses. Notice that he says storehouses. This means that he will command the blessings on your bank accounts, your investment plans, everywhere that you put your money. Your storehouse will be blessed, because when God commands the blessing has no choice but to come on the storehouse. So we see that over and over and over in the body of Christ, that you got to give God something to bless. If you don't give him anything to bless, then he can't bless anything. But the Bible says in Psalms 103 that he'll bless you in every area of your life. So we see and understand in Psalms 133 that he'll command the blessings to come upon you. I believe it's 133 and 3. So he will command the blessings to come upon you. So he's going to bless your storehouses, and it's plural. So he's talking here about your checking accounts, your bank accounts, your investment plans, every area of your life. Everything you give God the opportunity to bless, he's going to bless you in your life. So we saw this happen in one of our situations in the past here at the church. We saw an investment thing that just really took off and began to really invest. So, you know, we invested in places because we wanted to multiply the Lord's money. We did not want to leave the money in the bank where the interest rate would be less than 1%. We prayed about it, and the Lord led us to invest in this particular place. So we understand that as God is leading you and directing you and giving you wisdom and ideas, and you say, "Well, Pastor, you should be feeding people." We are feeding people. We're feeding 5,000 people a month. So, you know, it's not about that. So, you know, a lot of times you look at situations, you put your money out there. Beloved, just believe God when he says that he will command his blessings on you in your storehouses. But you got to, if that's based on you deserving it, then you probably won't get it. You get it because it's a gift from God. The grace of God provides everything you need. Get your storehouses ready and make room for the blessing. Position yourself to capitalize on the opportunities that he is sending your way. Your storehouses will be blessed because God commands the blessings. The blessing has no choice but to come on your storehouses. You know, that is how much the Lord is multiplying his money through your investment. So you got to understand. I hear people say, "Well, you know, I just want to give, 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 and give, and I don't expect anything back." Well, brothers, that doesn't line up with Scripture, because God sowed a son so he'd get a family. You say, "Well, he wasn't expecting anything back." Sure he was. He was expecting me and you back by giving his seed of his son, that you and I would walk in the favor and the blessings of God. The favor and the blessings of God are multiplied in our life as we begin to understand that the blessings and the favor of God on our lives is going to increase multiple ways. So you got to understand that only God can have known how things would turn out. So when God tells you or speaks to you about doing something, you know, some people believe that God only speaks to them about just spiritual things. But guys, God speaks to you about buying stuff and finances and every area of your life God wants to be in control of. But there's something about us that money's kind of off limits to God. And you know, we're going to stay in our lane because that's greedy. We have a bad idea and a bad concept about money. But God wants you to be blessed beyond anything you can imagine. And if you'd understand how God blesses you, He blesses through your seed, through your sowing. You know, if a man plants an acre of corn and a man plants 50 acres of corn, which one's going to get the greatest harvest? The one that plants the 50 acres of corn. Because it took more faith for the 50 acres of corn than it did for the 1 acre of corn. But you're not going to get plant 1 acre of corn and get 50 acres of harvest. It's not going to happen. So we as the body of believers have got to understand that God commands the blessings on our lives as we submit to His voice. So I'm encouraging you today. God commands the blessing. Everything that Jesus has, you get. That's the beauty of grace.